I'm Sergeant Bob Yarbrough, and this is your Bavaria Radio News Update. This week, we've heard from AFI's CEO, Tom Schull, about some of the things the exchange is doing for the soldiers, from bringing them supplies and haircuts in Poland to helping them stay fit by funding the on-post gyms in the garrison. Now, Mr. Schull tells us a bit about their school lunch program.
We're really excited about our school lunch program. We've been doing this for decades. The lunch program is a way for them to provide for the kids' needs and not have to pay too much. We provide, just at Raffenveer, over 300,000 lunches per year. Worldwide, we have over 3 million school lunches that we provide every year.
We also learned earlier this week that Mr. Schull's experience as a soldier helped him understand how to better operate the exchange to meet the needs of soldiers. He's actually got some firsthand experience when it comes to the school lunch program as well.
Believe it or not, in the 50s and 60s, I was part of the school lunch program as a young dependent here in Europe, because I lived in Italy, France, and then later I graduated from Heidelberg High School, so I was always in the Dodd system, and I love the school lunch program.
You can learn more and register for the exchange school lunch program at AFIES.com. Help your kids fight the summer slide by participating in the DoD Summer Reading Program. Record their reading minutes for the month of July and earn prizes. For more information, contact your post library. Due to the Sabre Guardian military exercise, opening hours of many facilities on USAG Ansbach will be affected. During this time, the facilities are slated to have modified operational hours. For more information, check out ansbach.army.mil. For more information, check out ansbach.army.mil. This has been your Bavaria Radio News Update. For more about what's going on in your community, keep listening to AFN The Eagle and check us out on Facebook. Until next time, I'm Sergeant Bob Yarbrough.